Hamer Racetrack. County News in 1860 and 1861. Now that's on 108. Let me see what that is. There's a boat schedule that was on the Alabama River down there. The boats pass Benton as follows, and they tell up Monday morning and down on Tuesday night, and they tell the name of the boats.
Uh-huh.
Then here's some of the schools, the Pleasant Hill Academy, and tells who taught in them. Hello? No, got a house full of company. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's Ann's uncle and aunt. And Lane and me are in here talking. You did? Well, Letitia and George are just by there, and they said there was a good crowd there. Uh-huh. All right. Goodbye. That was the lady I went to school there to eat lunch with. Now back here is where the different ones that married. The names of them and all. Yeah. Well, there's one there that's 100 years old. That small book, it belonged to Uncle Marlon when he was at Sewanee going to college. That real small little green book.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. See, when I'd see the UK, I knew them, and the I knew them. They're just different ones. I had another over here I'd know. And there's different ones when I'd see them, I'd mark the names.
What was the social life like? Who were the leaders of the community?
Well, they had dancing.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I hate y'all to hurry.
Well, we passed them and they're going to take a ride, see, and we want to get back before God.
Well, Ben and Alan said they were so tired they just couldn't go to the funeral. They didn't get on till 12.
One
there. Nice night.
Goodbye.
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 Yeah.
I said
about Ann. This is from the Hainville paper. Let me see in the front of it. My mother, just like everybody else, the young ladies, and that they would give dances. See now. You know, my mother was a big dancer.
The girls would give the dances?
No, I imagine the men would give the dances, but I said she went.
Oh. Where were they usually held, in people's houses?
Well, they had a big old, there's always been a private schools there in Lounsbury and then a public. They had private schools before they had public schools. Then they had public schools and they would always have a big auditorium.
Oh.
And they would have the dances in it. Even since I've been married, they would have dances every Christmas. We'd go over there once or twice to sit on the sideline and watch the young people dance. We would pay admission, $1 to go in, and that would help them pay for the band. And they just the prettiest girls you ever saw and as fine a dress as it ever went anyway. These